size of this congregation, but they have spent thousands and thousands of dollars in the church in Pakistan. I just praise Jesus. I'd like to say thank you to James and Jeff. I'm not going to call you James. in Pakistan, people call him James. Also to Bobby and Latanya, these are the names and the brother. What's your name again, please? Yes, Michael. And I just praise Jesus for all of you. I wish that I could know all the names, of all of you, and want to say thank you to individually. You are a great, blessing for me to be, in the work in Pakistan, a great support. I just praise Jesus for each one of you. And, I'd like to share some of the things tonight, some of the things from the, what we're doing in Pakistan and also from the Word of God. And as I was, in this meeting tonight, as I was standing and the Lord gave me this passage that I should share with you, it's found in the book of Acts chapter 20. Book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 22, 23, and 24. And now compelled by the Holy, by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that the prison and the hardship are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Master, Savior, King. Lord, I thank you for this church, your bride, to whom you have called to be a part of your kingdom. And Lord, not only a part of your kingdom, but you have called them to be your voice, your hand, and your feet, and your heart on this earth, Lord God. Lord, I thank you that you have given this vision to have this mission conference. Lord, I thank you that this is your heart, Lord God. That, Lord, I pray tonight. Lord, I pray that you bless your people. And Lord, speak to their hearts tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Once again, I'd like to say thank you to each one of you, and may Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you. And I would ask Brother Michael to bring up the PowerPoint. I want to share some of the stories, with you. In 97, if you remember, some of you remember that we were attacked by the Muslims, and our homes, our churches were burned by the Muslims in 97, and then we fled from Pakistan to South Africa. And when we were there for almost 2 years, we were told to leave the country, go back to Pakistan, because South African government wants to do business with the Pakistani government. They cannot keep us there. We went through a very difficult time. Many times we have to run for our lives. I remember, I was in a one town with my wife and two little babies. And we were threatened by the Muslims. Why we were threatened? Because we got a call from this Muslim lady, and she asked me if I can pray for her mother.
She has a breast cancer. I said, sure, we will pray for your mother. And the Lord Jesus has a power to heal her. So praise God, we fasted or prayed and she got healed. And what happened? You know, they were very happy, but her son was not happy because he was the Muslim priest in the big mosque. So he threatened us that they are coming to kill us. We have to run for our lives. And now we ended up in another town. There we met a Christian medical doctor. He said, you're welcome to stay in my home, but there's something you need to be doing while you will be in my home. I said, okay, what should I do? He said, you need to be preaching in my medical clinic every morning before I will see the patient. I said, sure, I will do that. And I started to preach in his medical clinic every morning before he sees those, you know, before he sees those patients, those who are coming for our medicine. But praise God, as I was preaching and laying hand on those sick people, those who are coming in this medical clinic, praise God, God was healing them, and they were accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And what happened? We were taking those people from the medical clinic to the swimming pool, baptizing them. Glory to Jesus. You remember what the Word of God says. If you read in the book of Acts, you will find out when the church in Jerusalem faced the persecution, the people were scattered. But what happened when they were scattered? Wherever they went, they kept on preaching the Word of God. You know what happened? If you read the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, where Jesus spoke to his disciples, he told them, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will receive power to be my witness. In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. What happened? You don't remember, when the Holy Spirit came, Peter preached and 3,000 got saved, and then another 2,000 got saved, and now it was a mega church. And I believe the church was very satisfied, you know, we have achieved our goal. But God was not satisfied over there. Okay. You know, I believe that that was not God's planning, because God was telling the church to go. But the church in those days just became like the church of today, like the mega church. You know, you come to us. You know? So this is exactly what was happening, but that was not God's planning. So God, you know, God allowed Saul to bring the persecution. And, you know, that verse 8 was fulfilled in chapter 8. Amen to that? Praise God. You know, they were good, they were okay in Jerusalem, but God didn't call them just for Jerusalem. God called them for the whole world. Amen to that. So praise God, as you are facing this persecution in South Africa, I know we were running, remember that when we were, you know, baptizing these people over there, the Muslim, they found out about me that I am there, and they caught me in that town. They forced me to go with them to the mosque, and they had a plan to kill me over there. But anyhow, God protected me and delivered me from the hand, and now we have to run for our lives again. So we were running around, you know, almost, I can say 75% of the country I saw, you know, and that was kind of a very scenic route. And that is an interesting God. You know, remember, if you read the book, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, you will find out Jesus said, when people will persecute you in one town, flee to the other one. But you shouldn't be stopped preaching the Gospel. You should keep on preaching the Gospel. Amen. So that's what we are doing. And the South African government, they were not happy for us to be there. They told us they're going to send us back to Pakistan.
They gave us, very short time, then gave a second notice. You know, after 15 days, they're going to deport us back to Pakistan. You know, and if we go there, we're going to get killed. You know, we know. And I remember I told my wife, you know, I am ready to die. And she said to me, I am ready to die also. But what about our children? You know, we thought about that, you know, God put in somebody's heart that they will adopt our children. But anyhow, because we knew that we're going to get killed someday, we don't know what's going to happen. And as you are in this, you know, situation, we only had 15 days left. And the God gave this inspiration or desire to my wife that she should fast for 3 days and three nights without food and water. So my wife, you know, she fasted for 3 days and three nights without food and water. We prayed and asked God, Lord, you can do anything. We have heard the stories how, you know, Christian took Bible to stricter nations, how they were searched by the customs of the police. Because we went to get a visa for the United States, they refused to give us the visa. We went to the U.S. consulate. We went to the U.N. for help. They refused. We had no help from anywhere. We were in a difficult, difficult situation. And what happened, after a fast and pray, we called the one church and asked them if they can give us the transportation that we could go to the, you know, the U.S. consulate. And as we went there, just imagine, we have no money to pay for our visa fee. We have no money to buy plane tickets. And, you know, our passports were stamped by the South African government. That means that we cannot go anywhere besides Pakistan. Then our passports are only good for 15 days. If you want to travel overseas, your passport needs to be valid more than a year. And all those things were there. And already the U.S. consulate told us that they're not going to give us the visas for the United States. We have to go back to Pakistan in order to get the visa for the United States. We said, we cannot go there. But they said, we, according to our laws, we cannot help you. But this time, after we prayed and fast, we went with Jesus. Amen to that. And as we arrived there, as I came out of the car, I felt that Jesus is walking with us. And as we went there, submit those applications. And the lady, she took our application. She didn't even look at me, who I am. And she said to me, come up for 3 days and collect your passports. And the amazing thing, our visa fee was already paid. You know, praise God. Jesus took care of that. And then the Lord led me to fast and pray. You know, the guy who was driving for us, he said, are you guys going to the United States? I said, yes. He said, do you have money to buy plane tickets? I said, no. He said, it is very expensive to go to the United States. You guys should have a big box to buy 4 plane tickets. I said, we don't have big boxes to serve big God. He will provide for us. And, you know, because since the time I have given my life to Jesus, He has always provided. And that's why the name Faith Covenant International, you know, the Lord gave it to me, that it is, you know, my faith covenant with God and His covenant with us that He's going to provide for us. You know, it is not a denomination. It's a Bible-believing organization. And we have a church in Pakistan. It's a Bible church just like your church. I just praise God. And, you know, what happened? You know, the Lord led me to fast and pray on Monday. We were praying, and the Lord started to speak to us. The Lord said, I, the Lord, change not. I am same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, I'm going to take you to the United States. Nobody's going to stop you. And I had the vision of Jesus. And praise God, He said, it is done. Next day, we went to collect our passports. We got our passports with the visas for the United States, but no plane ticket. Just a few days before our deportation, you know, we were about to be deported on the 23rd of July, 99. And we just got the tickets, plane tickets. You know, a guy came and he prayed with us. And after he prayed, he said, Pastor, I brought these 4 plane tickets for you and your family. You guys all said you're flying to the United States on Thursday, 22nd of July. You know, 6 p.m., just a 6-hour before our deportation and eventual execution. And as we landed here in Detroit, Michigan, you know, I was standing with my wife and two little babies in a short line, and the Lord said to me, go and stand right behind the long line. I stood right behind the long line, and as our turn came to face the custom, you know, I was told that when you will arrive in the United States, they're going to ask you a ton of questions, where you're going to live, who's going to be sponsoring you, you know, all sorts of questions, what will be your job. And I didn't know what's going to happen, you know, and what will be my job in the United States. I have no clue, no idea. So what happened? As we faced the custom, they took our passports, they asked me this question, what will be my job in the United States? And the Lord already told me that I should stay quiet. Because, you know, when Israelites came out of Egypt, as they were standing on the Red Sea shore, the Lord said to them, be still and see the deliverance which I will bring for you. You know, the Egyptians you see today, you will not see them anymore. You know, when they asked me this question, what will be your job in the United States, I didn't answer. And after, I think, 10 or 15 seconds, I believe, the lady over there, she said, are you guys going to be a missionary in the United States? I said, yes. And they stamped our passport, and they said, welcome to the United States. Amen to that. You know, now I feel that I'm a missionary to the United States. You know, praise God. Because the Bible says when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will be my witness all over the world. Amen to that. You can be a witness for Jesus Christ even in Mesa, Arizona. Amen to that. You know, I praise God. Although we are trying to reach the world, but we need people, those who could reach the people over here in the United States. Here in the United States of America is a more mission field than the Muslim countries. Can you imagine that the, you know, let me say something. You know, I teach on Islam in these days. This is my calling. Can you imagine, you know, we always hear through media that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. That is not true. It is only fastest growing religion in the world through biological way, by birth rate. It is only a fastest growing religion in the United States of America and Europe. It is not a fastest growing religion in the Muslim countries. Can you imagine? It is the fastest decreasing religion in the Muslim countries. Amen to that. Over 6 million Muslims are becoming Christian every year in the Muslim countries. Praise God. You know, I just praise Jesus. That is the amazing thing God is doing. And you are a part of that, you know, that what God is doing. Can you imagine, you know, how you are praying, you know, just like you share one of the story. I just got a call. You're supposed to be preaching in this church, you know, but it was not God's plan, you know. So anyhow, you know, this guy, he called me, you know, a few days ago. He said, you know, here, I went, you know, one of our church members got sick, and he has to go to the hospital. And they admitted him in the hospital, and now the church has to go and pray for him. Now, what happened? He said, in the last time, in, you know, when we went to pray for the people, we always, you know, whisper the prayer. But this time, the Holy Spirit told us that don't just whisper the prayer, just pray loud and clear, you know, in the hospital, and this is the only Christian guy, but beside him, all the Muslims are there. And as they start praying loud, you know, the Muslims are very superstitious. Oh, they said, you know, these guys are like a witch doctor. And they're coming after them. Oh, could you pray for my patient also? Could you pray for my patient? You know, they, man, they had the whole hospital. I became a church.
and they preach Jesus. Amen. That's what God is calling. You know why? Because this is God's, you know, desire for us that we, you know, this is Pakistan, and this is God's desire. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Who is that truth? Lord Jesus Christ is that truth. And John 3:16-17, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. You know, as I was sharing that the God has called me to be a missionary in the United States, you know, I have a last year news report. You can go on my website and you can download that, you know, fortheloveofmuslims.com. The Lord used me here in this country, and many, many hundreds of people, they rededicate their lives. Many of them, they gave their life to Jesus, repented from their sins. When last year I was able to travel over 12 states, I was able to reach, you know, 30 to 40, you know, thousand American brothers and sisters. Praise God. You know, that is what God is doing through me here. And at the same time, with your prayers and support, you know, God is working in Pakistan. You know, it's amazing. You know, God is doing great things. You know, I just praise Jesus. Here you can, you know, see. My Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. You know, my heart goes out for the Muslims. You know, whenever I see the Muslims, I pray that, oh God, these people are blind. These people are doing those things they don't know. You know, just as Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, they know not what they're doing. I don't have to get mad at them. I don't have to be angry with them. I just need to be praying for those people. You know, I need to be sharing the love of Jesus Christ. I know. You know, that I am going to heaven through Jesus Christ. You know, one day I was speaking in Wichita, Kansas. And here, you know, I was having a supper with Pastor and his wife. You know, Pastor's wife said to me, Pastor, we have a Muslim neighbor. But I didn't invite them. You know, I said, why? Oh, she said, you know, their children plays. You know, their children play with our children, so if I will invite them, they're not going to be our friends anymore. I said, man, what are you telling? You know, you're just concerned, worry about your friendship on this earth. What if you have invited them in the church and they listen to the sermon and they become Christians? They will not be only your friend here in this world, but they will be your friend after this life. You know, this is the main, you know, sermon tonight. You know, here in America, we always are afraid to speak the truth. You know, if I will speak the truth, you know, this guy is going to be offended because I'm speaking the truth. You know, that girl is going to be offended because I'm talking about Jesus Christ. You know, my dear sister, you know, we need to come out of that fear. You know, the fear is not from God. Fear is from Satan. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Please understand, you know, we need to preach the gospel of the truth. You know, let everybody know, you know, who we are. Amen to that. You know, a couple of days, I think 2 weeks ago, you know, I was, it was very interesting that I was visiting this family in Tennessee, Nashville.
And this family, they say, you know, we're going to have a Republican Party meeting tonight. Would you consider to come in that meeting? I said, sure. No, I will go. And then I have no plan of what I'm going to be doing over there. So here, when I arrived there, you know, there were two senators, one governor, and there were some other, you know, attorneys and judges and all those kind of guys. And, I, you know, God gave me the opportunity that I should, you know, they asked me to pray. And when I went to pray, I almost preached the whole sermon. Praise God. You know, I was just praying, Lord God, shed these people from the spirit of fear that they will not be afraid to speak the truth. Lord God, have mercy upon these politicians, you know. So praise God. You know, wherever we are, we should be speaking the truth. Amen. That. You know, those two senators, they asked me, you know, if you put, you know, the root cause of this Islamic terrorism, what you will say? I said, the root cause of Islamic terrorism is the Quran. It's not Osama bin Laden or Hezbollah or Hamas, it's just the Quran. They said, we have not heard like this before. I said, you have met the wrong people before. So, praise God. You know, we should be, you know, be speaking the truth no matter if they like it or not. Amen to that. Then, here, and also, you know, Bible says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. We are called to preach the gospel, nothing else. You know, because gospel has the power to set the captive free. Gospel has the power to bring the people into His marvelous light in the kingdom. Amen to that. You know, then also here again in the book of Acts chapter 17 verse 30 and 31, in the past God overlooked, you know, human ignorance concerning Him, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent. For He has set a day when He will judge the world through the man He has appointed, having given a proof of His to all men by raising Him from the dead. Amen to that. He is the only one who was risen from the dead. There is none like Jesus. Amen to that. And He is the only Savior. And I'll praise God. And we have to preach the gospel. Who will be saved? You know, first of all, we need to know that, you know, let me share something. I was visiting a church in a very small town called Stickney, South Dakota. Only 350 people in that town. And this church called United Methodist Church invited me, and you know, they invited me that I should teach on Islam for 3 or 4 days. And what happened? The Lord didn't allow me to speak on Islam for those days. The Lord just, you know, told me that I should just preach the gospel. And as I was preaching, this guy, every night when I was preaching, it was a revival meetings. You know, as I was giving those meetings, and one of the guys, he shared his story. You know, every night before I will preach, there was somebody who was sharing the story before I come and speak. So this guy, he came up and he shared the story. You know, how he got saved from drugs and all the bad things he was doing. And his mother was so religious woman, she never missed the church. Every Sunday she was there, even she was helping in the kitchen. And she got sick, she got the cancer, now she's in the hospital. And now I went to visit my mother in the hospital, and as I was there, I asked my mother, "Mother, do you know me?"
She said, yes, son, I know you. You know, mother, I want to ask you this question. If you call me, can you reach me via phone? Oh, she said, sure. I know that you won't, you know, ignore my call. You will pick up the phone and you will talk to me. Then he asked her, Mom, I want to ask you another question. Do you know the President of the United States? Oh, she said, yes, I know him. You know, I know of him and have seen him on in television or in newspapers. And then he asked her another question. Mom, I want to ask you this last question. How do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus the way you know me? Or you know Jesus the way you know the President of the United States? Well, she said, I think that I know Jesus the way I know the President of the United States. Many times we're coming in a church every Sunday. We don't want to miss a church because we feel that, you know, if I will miss, you know, my conscience will hurt me. You know, sometimes, you know, some churches we feel that, you know, we're just going to church to punch our card. You know, but that's not going to take you to heaven. You understand? You know, many churches, I've been in many churches. And when I talk to those church people, it's really shocking. They don't know, you know, what is written in the Bible. You have to be a born-again Christian. Amen to that? You know, it is really, it's more easy to preach in Pakistan than in the United States. One day I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And here we, you know, one pastor friend of mine, you know, we were going to the restaurant. And here a beggar lady, you know, she came and she was asking for money. And I said, oh, do you know Jesus? Oh, she said, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I said, and she was stinking, you know, with the liquor smell. I said, man, I told the pastor, you know, it's amazing that people over here in the United States, they know the language, but they don't know Jesus. That is really sad. You know, you have to be a born-again Christian. You have to repent from your sins and be a part of God's kingdom. Otherwise, you know, by coming to church every Sunday, it's not going to take you to heaven. Please understand. It's very, very clear. It's a very clear story Jesus shared with Nicodemus, you know, that you cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven unless you are born again. Amen to that? So here, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old has gone, new has come. We have to represent what is new. Amen to that. Praise God. And the John 15 verse 8, my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so prove to be my disciples. This is the way we have to, you know, to work in His kingdom. You know, some of the things I like to share with you, when you become Christian and you have a call upon your life, what you should do if you're trying to reach the people for Jesus. I think prayer is a very, very important thing. If you're not praying, you cannot reach the lost. The very important, you know, it will not equip you in a life. You thank God that you are here in this mission conference. But the mission conference will just provide you the information. It will give you the knowledge. But the real thing you have to do is start praying. And when you pray, the things will change. You know, in the Psalms, you know, 2 verse 8, it's written, you know, ask and I will give you the nations of the world for your inheritance and uttermost part of the earth for your possession. We need to be praying for the people. Amen to that. I remember there was a guy, you know, he married this Muslim girl, and he was a very good friend of mine. You know, before I become Christian, we both used to do all the bad things. And when he became, you know, and he married this Muslim girl, and now he is a nominal Christian and he has married a Muslim girl. But, you know, as, you know, when I became Christian, I started to pray for this guy. Every day I was praying and praying, God, give me this man. What happened? You know, he shared the story with me. You know, his wife got pregnant, and they made a deal. If the baby is born on any Muslim day or Muslim festival, something like that, then he, the husband, will become Muslim. And if the baby is born on a Christian event, or a Christian festival, or Sunday, you know, something like that, then she will become Christian. You know what happened? He came, he told me, Brother, I want to tell you something. This was the deal between me and my wife. I said, okay, so what happened? He said, you know, my baby girl was born on the 25th of December. Praise God. And, you know, we are looking somebody who can baptize us in the water. Amen to that. When you pray constantly, you know, the things will change. You know, praise God. And that guy, you know, he went in a seminary. Now he's a very well known, top, you know, 10 guys, a preacher in Pakistan. And he also has written a book. You know, praise God. You know, this is the way God works. Amen to that. And the fasting in another way, when we are, you know, fasting, I remember, you know, like, you know, fasting is spiritual for warfare. I'd like to share with you. You know, one day I got a, you know, somebody came, I was in South Africa, and this lady came, she said, you know, Pastor, you know, could you pray for this Muslim guy from Turkey? You know, I said, what's happening? He said, she said that, you know, in his home, the copper supplying, the demons are coming out of mirror, and he's really in a terrible shape. I said, okay, let me pray and fast and do the spiritual warfare. So as I was praying and fasting for 2 or 3 days, you know, and I had 2 visions. In those 2 visions, the 2 dogs, the black dogs came, and, you know, they want to attack me, but I killed those 2 black dogs. And then, you know, a big snake came, and he wants to attack me, but I killed that black, you know, that snake too. You know, after these 2 visions, you know, I told those people that I'm ready to go and pray for that man. So praise God, we went there and prayed, and he got delivered, you know, from these demons. And then I asked him, oh, do you like to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and want to become Christian? Oh, this Muslim guy said, no, you know, if I will become Christian, you know, my family is going to kill me. I said, okay. Then I looked right into his eyes and command the spirit of fear to leave in the name of Jesus. You know, after I said that, you know, I repeated the same question. Do you want to become Christian? He said, yes. You know, amen. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, when we are praying and fasting and doing the spiritual warfare, you know, praise God, victory is there for you. I think before we will go and start preaching the gospel, we need to win the people in our closets. Amen to that. That's the way we have to do the evangelism. Then the intercession with tears. You know, the Paul says, you know, I kept on praying with tears for you for these 2 years. When we are praying with tears, you know, the Bible says that he put our tears in a like a flask, something like in the Bible. In the Iranian custom, a culture, when the husbands go on a trip overseas or somewhere, you know, their wives, they have a flask, you know. And whenever they miss the husband, and the tears shed, they put those tears in that flask. And when the guys come back, they show them, you know, see how many tears I have shed for you. You know, so this is kind of custom. You know, and God will remember our tears. Amen to that. You know, and, you know, as This woman is showing the tears to her husband. You know, see how many tears I have shed for you when I was missing you. You know, the same thing, you know, it's the same principle. Amen to that. You know, God, when God will see, you know, our tears, that we are shedding our tears for the lost, I believe that God is going to answer our prayers. God is going to touch the lives of people. When did you pray, you know, last time with tears for somebody in, you know, in your family who's lost? When did you pray for your neighbors? I remember that I was praying for I was in South Africa. I was praying for my Hindu neighbors. And as I was praying and crying before God, I said, God, you know, do a miracle in this apartment. You know, what happened? And I said, you know, we're going to have a cell meeting. It's like, you know, we're going to have, you know, invite the people to our, you know, apartment and have a fellowship. So as we were doing those things, I knocked on the door of a Hindu people. Oh, I say, no, I'm a pastor and we like to invite you to come and have fellowship with us. Oh, she said, last night I have a dream that somebody came to me, he gave me the Bible. I want to come for this fellowship. Amen. That when you're praying, you know, the things will change. You know, sometimes we always hear that, you know, that country is closed for the gospel. Have you heard that? They say, you know, Saudi Arabia is closed, Muslim countries are closed for the gospel. You know, one thing I want to say, no country is closed for the martyrs. Amen. That if you are willing to become a martyr for Jesus, no country is closed for the gospel. You know, let me explain to you. When the, you know, Bible says, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will receive power. You know, in the Greek, the word power, you know, is used, you know, the word dunamis, where the word dynamite come. And then, you know, the word witness in Greek, it's called martyrs, where the word martyr come. And also in Arabic, you know, the word witness, you know, shaheed, or shahadat, you know, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will receive power to be my martyr. That's what God is telling. If you're not willing to lay down your life for Jesus, you cannot be a witness for Jesus. You know, this is very important. You know, then guidance of the Holy Spirit is very important. You know, I remember that one day I was, you know, I used to do a street evangelism in Pakistan. When I was there, I used to do that street evangelism. So, one day I have a very bad day. You know, like, I went door to door, doing the door to door evangelism, and I have a very bad day. You know, nobody was responding to the gospel message. I was trying to give them the Christian gospel or Christian literature to those Muslims. And everywhere I went, I was, you know, kicked out. You know, they pushed me away. And here I said, Lord, what's going on? I had a very bad day. Nobody responded for the gospel message. And the Lord said to me, go to that shop over there. I went there, and this guy, you know, he was busy with his customers, and I was waiting. And when he finished with his customers, he said, you know, how I can help you? I said, I brought some things for you I want to share with you. And I gave him the Bible, and he said, it's very thin. I can't read it. He was wearing a big, thick glasses. And I said, you know, okay. For example, if God of this book will heal your eyes, would you take it? He said, sure, that's the deal. So I said, remove your glasses. You know, he was really wearing a thick lenses. And I put my hands on his eyes and I prayed, Lord God, for the sake of your name, Jesus Christ, heal his eyes. And amen. You know, and after I prayed,
I asked him, could you, you know, try to read these? Or he started crying. He said, I can read it without my glasses. You know, I don't want to get it free. I'll tell me the prices of all these things. And I'm just praying for my whole family. Amen to that. When we will be led by the Holy Spirit, I think that things will be changed. Many times we feel that, you know, yeah, we need to be preaching the gospel. We have to do it. But when we are preaching the gospel, we must make sure, are we led by the Holy Spirit or not? You know, in the book of Acts, you will find out when they were praying and fasting and ministering unto the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke to them and told them, set apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas. And 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 set apart. apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas, and put that apart, you know, Saul and and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas and took out apart, you know, Saul and Barnabas.